I am Valentin Fuster for Jack, issue of May the 12th of 2020. The fourth original paper is entitled Incidence and Long-Term Outcomes of Hypertensive Disorders of Pregnancy. The first and corresponding author is Dr. Vesna Garovic from the Division of Nephrology and Hypertension and from the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology at the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, Minnesota. The last author is Dr. Michelle Mielke from the Department of Health Science Research and Department of Neurology, also the Mayo Clinic. Let me start by saying that hypertensive disorders of pregnancy, or HDP, include four categories. First, preeclampsia and eclampsia. Second, gestational hypertension. Third, chronic hypertension. And fourth, preeclampsia-eclampsia variants superimposed on chronic hypertension. Just for the record, based on the literature, there are considerable variations in the incidence of HDP, ranging from 4% to 25%, and of the range of preeclampsia, ranging from 1% to 9%. In addition to such variations in the literature, there is also recent evidence that the rates of HDP are increasing, and so the incidence of cardiovascular disease in postmenopausal women. Are such trends linked to each other? As we will see in a moment, the answer is probably yes. This paper from the Mayo Clinic is actually unique. It is most accurately addressing near 10,000 pregnancies between 1976 and 1982. Three questions are being addressed. First, about the incidence of HDP. And this is the answer. In 7.3% of such pregnancies, and within this figure of 7.3%, preeclampsia occurred in 3.3% of the pregnant women. And here's the second question. Does the incidence of HDP and preeclampsia increase when assessed per women basis, rather than using as denominator the number of pregnancies? And the answer is absolutely yes. So the incidence of HDP and preeclampsia double when assessed on a per woman basis, 15.3% and 7.5% respectively. And this can be easily explained. Since most of HDP cases occur in first pregnancies, and most with HDP do not experience recurrent HDP in subsequent pregnancies, so HDP incidence per woman was greater than incidence per pregnancy. But there is a third question. What are the implications of HDP during pregnancy into clinical outcomes following pregnancy? This is probably the most important question of this outstanding study from the Mayo Clinic. Indeed, women with a history of HDP were at increased risk for subsequent diagnoses of stroke, coronary artery disease, cardiac arrhythmias, chronic kidney disease, and multimorbidity. This data was obtained by following 571 women with HDP and over 1,000 age and parity match control subjects over a median of a long follow-up, 36 years. In conclusion, and according to the authors, the HDP population-based incidence expressed per pregnancy underestimates the number of women affected by this condition during their reproductive years. A history of HDP confers significant increase in risk for future chronic conditions and multimorbidities. Dr. Michael Honenberg and Dr. Pradeep Natarajan from the Division of Cardiology, Department of Medicine, and Cardiovascular Research Center at the Massachusetts General Hospital, they wrote the editorial comment. their comments are addressing three issues: present trends of HDP and subsequent cardiovascular disease, a comment about the paper published today in JACC, and the critical question, what about the future? In terms of the present trends, there is a growing body of evidence that clearly demonstrate the elevated maternal risk after HDP persisting for a long time. And the consequences are as follows. First, HDP history confers a twofold risk of coronary artery disease and stroke, and this is based in the most recent literature. Second, chronic hypertension in particular explains a large portion, but not all, of the increased cardiovascular disease risk observed after HDP in recent epidemiological analysis. And third, the risks extend beyond coronary artery disease and stroke, so also including heart failure and cardiomyopathy, atrial fibrillation, venous thromboembolism, and valvular heart disease. Part of the incidence of such entities is because persistent hypertension, in association with other comorbidities, such as obesity, dyslipoproteinemia, etc. Then we have a comment about the paper presented today in JACC. One word, outstanding. We all know about the health records from Mayo Clinic. Actually, in my stay there for 12 years, I recall that only one or two charts were lost. And we are talking about thousands of patients. So data, fully trustable. But what can we do about the future in trying to prevent such a problem as HDP? First, the editorial points out the importance of primordial and primary prevention to improve long-term health trajectories, as we see in such women as they undergo pregnancy and post-pregnancy cardiovascular problems. A second approach is that in such women with HDP, there is an important need to treat the hypertension quite properly and trying to avoid overweight and obesity. A final approach is research at the basic and at the clinical level. As it is pointed out in the introduction of this paper and also in the editorial comment, there are fundamental knowledge gaps about HDP pathogenesis and the link to long-term cardiovascular disease. Again, significant research has to be pursued. And this is the final comment of this excellent editorial, and I quote, "Efforts to improve HDP prediction and prevention before pregnancy may yield long-term maternal health benefits in addition to important short-term benefits to mother and child. Ultimately, discovery of effective targeted risk reduction interventions for women with HDP would make pregnancy an even more actionable and powerful screening test." Close quotes. This is a very interesting point made by the editorialist, and that is how women proceed during pregnancy may have particular implications in their future. This is why they talk about the screening test. Certainly a very important message. I certainly like this message to carry home. Let's look at the clinical aspects of pregnancy under a microscope. Not only about hypertensive disorders of pregnancy or HDP, but also about the implications of overweight and obesity, diabetes, dyslipoproteinemia, etc. All of these can have detrimental effects in the future of such pregnant women. Thank you.